Ad kelam pe de dav mishna vav kifri penny shal matches she'asu bo mare rabbi huda metar v'chacham metar. A metal cover of a basket that was turned into a mirror. As we had earlier in this Masechta, that a metal cover to a basket is not makabel tumah according to the Chacham, as a cover of a kli is not considered a kli, and therefore is not makabel tumah. But if you turn it into a mirror, by rubbing it down and polishing it, according to Rabbi Huda, it's still tar. Even though it is now a mirror, and a mirror is a kli, since you didn't really do any shina, you didn't make any real change to the cover, all you did was polish it, so it's still considered a cover, it would not be makabel tumah. While the Chacham disagree, they say that since it is now used as a mirror with polish and now could be used as a mirror, it's considered a kli and is makabel tumah. Marish and Nishbro. And Mayna Marish Rova Pun and Sahara. A mirror that is considered a kli and therefore is makabel tumah. If it broke, and no longer can you see in this mirror most of your face, it is tar, it no longer is considered a kli, it does not serve anymore the function that it was made for. So Kalam Bagadala Mishnah Zion claim matchis metame and umitar and shrur and did the rabbi yazar. A metal kli that has become tamil and made, that came into contact with a mate, or was under the same roof as a mate. It can become tar through breaking according to Abliyad. As the din is that a metal kli that became tamil the mate needs hazaya on the third and seventh day from the time it became tamil, from the mei chasa to the parad tumah. Now the din is not Torah. If the kli after it became tamil breaks and was melted down and made into a new kli, in such a case, it would be tar. You wouldn't need hazaya, gimel, and zayin from the parad tumah. Since it's a new kli, it's not the same kli that had become tamil, that would not need to be purified. But we saw earlier in this Masechta that the Rabbanan were gozer, that a kli matzah, a metal kli that had become tameh and broken, was made into a new kli, it still needed a purification process. And according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that's only by a kli matzah that had become tameh and made, if you break and make it into a new kli, you still need hazayah, gimel, and zayin. The reason being is that if you would not need hazayah, gimel, and zayin after you made it into a new kli, people would think that a kli matzah or any other kli that had become tameh and made does not need to be purified from the mechata. That's not the case. This clue is different since it broke. Therefore, the Rabbanan were geyser that you still need the hazayah on the third and seventh day from the time it became tummy. So Rabbi Eliezer says that when it breaks after it became tummy, it does not need the normal hazayah gimel and zayin. The mission will go on to elaborate very soon. Rabbi Yeshua Imein Matar and Elishlim. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer. He says that a metal clue that broke can only become tar while it's whole, meaning to say the fact that it broke will not help in the purification process. You will still need the regular hazayah on the third and seventh day. Kesa, what are we talking about over here? He's our lamb. A metal kli that had become tamil lemeis. And on the third day of the tumah, you sprinkled mechata from the paradum. Nishbu bo bayom. And on that very day, it broke. He tichon, you melted it down and made it into a new kli. The chazar be he's our lamb, shane is bo bayom. Harelu tohara and dibir abliyeder. And on that very day, the third day from the time it became tamid, after it broke, you melted it down and made it into a new kli. You sprinkled again the mechatas on the third day of the tumah. They are tar, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, even though normally you can't sprinkle on it twice on the third day from the mechatas, you need to sprinkle it once on the third day of the tumah and once on the seventh day of the tumah in order for it to become tar. But Rabbi Eliezer holds, since min hatara, a metal kli that broke and was made into a new kli doesn't need any hazaya at all, even though the Rabbanim were going to say that you still need hazayah, so people shouldn't think that a klimata has become tummy doesn't need hazayah, but the Rabbanim were make a little bit to say that if you sprinkle it twice on the same day, once before it broke and once after it broke, that suffices, even though normally you need to wait until the seventh day to sprinkle the mechatas on the kli. Rabbi Yeshua, I mean, hazayah pachas me shvishi v'shvi. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer. He says we never have hazayah less than the third and seventh day. Even in such a case where the kli broke, it still needs a regular hazayah on the third and seventh day. It does not suffice to sprinkle it two times on one day. So therefore, this kli that broke is no exception. Without the hazayah and gimel and zayin, it would remain tamei.